Katy Country 94 weather.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the north, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, slight chance of snow, lows level off around 19. Daytime highs approaching 46. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
What's upstairs at Boutique 602 in downtown Downs? Stop in today and see. They're getting filled with spring items, so check out all their unique home decor and great gift ideas for many occasions. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, and evenings by appointment. And call the hair shop for your makeovers at 785-454-6670. And remember to check out the hair shop and Boutique 602 Facebook pages and find more on their website at shopboutique602.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation at 10:23 a.m. Today due to increased fire weather conditions beginning today and continuing through the rest of the week. This declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance. Warmer conditions, strong winds, and low relative humidities will create high to very high weather fire weather conditions for many parts of the state. Weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires, said Governor Kelly. I urge everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning if at all possible. A single spark is enough to touch off a fire that could have devastating consequences. We can all do our part to prevent unwanted fires, Rodney Redinger, Assistant Fire Management Officer of Kansas Forest Service, said. If there are opportunities to avoid welding, using cutting torches, or other activities that could cause a spark, please do so over the next few days. If you must engage in spark-causing activities, make sure to have a fire extinguisher, water pressure can, or other tool for extinguishing ready for a fire that could ignite. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management will staff the State Emergency Operations Center to assist counties and local responders if requested. That story posted on our website, kdcountry94.com. Agmark LLC has a full-time position on their accounting team in the Beloit office. A successful candidate should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send your application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on their website at agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Lincoln Management Unit Local Work Group meeting is today from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Finch Theater, 122 East Lincoln Avenue there in Lincoln. Topics to be covered at the meeting include a review of resources, assessments completed by each conservation district in the management unit, identification of local priority resource concerns, training needs in the management unit, outreach opportunities in the management unit, other issues raised by meeting attendees, district employees in attendance from Lincoln, Ellsworth, and Saline County. You can RSVP by calling your local county conservation district 524-4855 extension 3. Lenten meals will be served to the public at 5:30 with Lenten service to follow at 6:15 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Beloit. That'll be Wednesday, tomorrow, February 28th, and each Wednesday through March the 20th. And the Osborne United Methodist Church in Osborne is having a Friday night family night this Friday, March the 1st, from 6 to 8 p.m., supper and child care provided. Saturday, registration 8:30 a.m., presentation from 9 to 3, as they're excited to introduce their guest speaker for the 2024 Soul Infusion Women's Conference, Leah Simpson. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Top to Key Islet with it again. Skip pass near corner for Beisner. Bryce back to Gerstner. Deep three, 3 feet behind the line, and he buries another one. The third three of the game for Noah Gerstner. It's 39-12 Trojans.
Gerstner finishing with 15 as Boyd went on to win 47-14 in their first round matchup with Minneapolis in the 3A Substate. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Look at other Substate scores. A preview of Substate hoops tonight. Class 3A Bullitt girls will be on the court. K-State men pulling out another overtime win on Monday night. And a look at other college hoops. All coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Again, the Bullitt Trojan boys basketball team ranked number one in the state in Class 3A by the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association. Just two wins away from making it to the state tournament now as they won their quarterfinal first round game against Minneapolis, the 3A Substate, 47-14 on Monday night. Noah Gerstner scored 10 of the first 14 points as Bullitt led 14-3 after one, 27-6 at half, 42-12 after three with a running clock. Fourth quarter, they go on to win it by 33 points. Gerstner finished with 15 points, including 3 3-pointers. Bryce Beisner had 17, including 12 in the first half and 8 in the second quarter. Beisner and Gerstner were our co-athletes of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit. Again, Beloit picking up that victory to move to 20-1 on the season. They'll move on to the Substate semis where they will take on Silver Lake, who won 67-55 over St. Mary's on Tuesday. Also, for Beloit, our block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit, and their win goes to Bryce Beisner. The connection to the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable was actually that deep three that you heard to start the sportscast from Noah Gerstner. And the utility player of the game from Syncon of Kansas was Quinn Eilert for Beloit, as again the Trojans win it 47-14. 10 of the 14 points for Minneapolis came from their leading scorer Owen Just. They finished their season at 4-17. Once again, Beloit moving on to take on Silver Lake in the semifinals. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Thursday in that Riley County Substate. Other scores from the Substate: Riley County, Rossville beating Riley County, the host, 50-37 in Rossville, and Nemaha Central won 37-31 over Marysville. So Rossville and Nemaha Central will meet in the other semifinal at 7:30 on Thursday there in rural Riley. Hoisington Substate from Monday night. Ellsworth boys winning over Larned 61-20. They'll move on to play Lions in the semis. Southeast Saline Substate, the Trojans winning over Council Grove 72-57. They'll play Heston in the semifinals on Thursday. 2A girls Substate from Monday. Smith Center winning 53-22 over Hill City in the first round of the Oakley Substate. And they'll play TMP in the semis. TMP winning over Oakley 50-44. And in the 2A girls Waubonsie Substate, Lincoln falling to Sacred Heart 65-12. And it was a win for Valley Heights over Republic County 54-19. Tonight in 3A Substate action on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel, the Lady Trojans are on the road at Minneapolis in the rubber match for the season. Both teams went 15-5 in the regular season. Minneapolis getting the 4 seed, Beloit the 5 on a coin flip. Two teams split the regular season series. Beloit won 35-28 at Minneapolis, and the Lady Lions returned the favor with a 38-37 win in Beloit 11 days ago. Beloit coach Shauna Remus on the third matchup of the season.
We've had them down both games, and we just need to find a way to finish the game and not let them get back in it, and then continue to do what we do offensively, and then on the defensive end, you know, keep them out of the lane again and keep their shooters under control. But, you know, I like our chances, and our team's playing really well right now, and, you know, they're excited about the opportunities.
Beloit Minneapolis tip off at 7 o'clock with pregame at 6:45 on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel. Wade Gerstner calls the action tonight. Also in that Riley County Substate, 8 seed Marysville is at number 1 Silver Lake, number 7 St. Mary's at number 2 Nemaha Central, and 3rd seed Rossville is hosting number 6 Riley County. Also tonight in 4A girls first round action Substate, Concordia is hosting Pratt. Immediate area 2A boys Substate action, the Oakley Substate, Smith Center is the number 3 seed and hosting number 6 Oakley at 6 o'clock in the first round. And in the Waubonsie Substate, 3rd seed Lincoln is hosting number 6 Valley Heights, also at 6 o'clock. You can find full Substate brackets at ncksports.com. Another local note, the high school wrestling locker room chats will conclude tonight on KD Country 94. We'll talk with the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center about state wrestling over the weekend, as we'll wrap up the seasons for those coaches around 5:15 tonight on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com.
Gasson back to Perry. Shot clock is at 10. Here's Tyler on the drive. Layup good. What a play, Tyler Perry. He's got 25, and it's 89-85.
Perry made that layup and went 4-for-4 from the free throw line down the stretch in overtime as K-State escaped with a 94-90 win over West Virginia Monday night in Manhattan. The Wildcats held a 48-26 lead at half, but the Mountaineers came out firing in the second half, outscoring K-State 53-31. K-State trailed 79-77 in regulation, but Perry made two free throws with 15 seconds left to tie, and Kirk Carissa, a game-winning attempt for West Virginia, missed to send the game to overtime. The Wildcats finished it off in extra frames as they are now 12-0 in overtime games under Jerome Tang, including a 7-0 mark this season and 6-0 at Bramlage Coliseum. Tang offered his thoughts on West Virginia's second half comeback.
They shot 50%, 69% from three, whereas in the first half they were 16% from three and 33% from two. So credit goes to West Virginia. There was a time there where I thought we were playing not to lose, and we got a little tight, and you know, whether it was my play calls or, you know, just our demeanor in the huddles, you know, I'll have to look at all of that. But thankful we got it to overtime, and I liked the look in their eyes when the buzzer sounded. We knew we were going to overtime. I was looking at guys that knew they were going to win.
Perry led K-State in the end with 29 points, including 9 of 10 at the free throw line and 6 of 11 from 3. Cam Carter added 19 for K-State. They improved to 17 and 11 and 7-8 in the Big 12. Raekwon Battle scored 28. Krista scored 25 for West Virginia. They combined to make 11 threes. Mountaineers are 9-19 and 4-11 in the Big 12. Also Monday night in the Big 12, Baylor moved to 20-8 and 9-6 in the conference with a 62-54 win at TCU. Tonight in Big 12 play, number 7 Kansas hosts BYU. Jayhawks are 21-6, 9-5 in the conference after their big win over Texas Saturday. BYU rolled in from a loss in Manhattan on Saturday. The Cougars are 19-8 and 7-7. KU coach Bill Self on BYU's offense.
They're going to shoot a lot of threes. It's actually a good style of play. You got five guys with their starters that can all shoot threes, and then you got four guys always in the game that can shoot threes, even when they go to the bench. And we're going to have to do some things differently because I still believe in my heart we still defend from the inside out. And this is a game we need to defend from the outside in.
KU and BYU tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. Pregame at 6:30 on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Also tonight, newly ranked number one Houston looks to stay atop the Big 12. They're 24-3 and 11-3 in the conference, hosting 16-11 and 5-9 Cincinnati at 6 on ESPN2. And at 8 o'clock on ESPN, Texas is at Texas Tech. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.